You know, you see a lot of charities on TV, but this one, when I saw it on TV, it resonated with me. And I said, hey, you know, let's do it. The World War II Memorial wasn't built until 60 years after the war. So a lot of these guys were already in their 80s. So they couldn't get down there, whether it be for financial reasons, health concerns. We decided to do it, and hey, let's get them down there. Every veteran, no matter what, gets a guardian to accompany them for safety and comfort. So I always tell the veteran, nothing disqualifies you coming on our trip unless the doctor says you can't travel. The last trip, we took 138 veterans along with 138 guardians, and I'd say 65% of them were World War II. So the rest of them were Korean conflict veterans. For a lot of them, it creates closure. We had one gentleman who was part of a tank division, and his tank was hit, and he was the only surviving member. They brought their bodies home to Arlington. And he said, Andrew, is there any way I could visit my buddies? So I called Arlington up. They came and met us with a car, and he took them to the grave. And he said, I've been waiting 73 years for that, to have closure. That's the magic of Honor Flight. You know, I look at the Freedom Mall, and I see World War II vets didn't come home. But when they see the Freedom Mall, it's the guy that was next to them. They start to cry, so the emotions come out. As they get off the bus, there's a little area, an open area. These women and men dress up in the 1940s garb, and they play swing music. And they'll just greet them. They'll kiss them on the lips with lipstick, and they'll have a lip mark. And they know that chuckles, and that brings back a pleasant memory. And then they'll dance with them a little bit, just, you know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Even if they're in a wheelchair, they'll come up to them and dance with them in the wheelchair. And that brings back the days when they went to the dances and had the R&R. Everything triggers a reaction, some negative because war is hell, but a lot of it positive. And that's what we always try to bring back, the positive of the war, if that exists.
I served in Italy for about 14 months, started at the Arno River campaign and then the Po River Valley and then up into the north, into the Apennines. I was a scout observer, maintained an observation post, escorted new troops to their destination, wherever they were going to be stationed, and of course directed artillery fire on enemy positions. It was not the best weather to make a visit, I'll put it that way. We were all in wheelchairs, and we had, I'm trying to think of the name of the thing that they put over the wheelchair to keep the rain off you. We looked like people from outer space. But really, I enjoyed seeing the memorial and talking with the other veterans who were with the group. I had never been to the Arlington Cemetery, and yes, I was very impressed with that because that's the history of the military throughout the years.